All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. I think that if the average household worked 60 hours a week, each person worked 60 hours a week, they would be in a lot better shape financially. But no one's willing to do that because everyone who works 40 hours thinks that they're overworked, but they're not. I'm getting some blowback for these comments. Molly says, I am not working anymore. Screw you. And she says, you can do work more easy. Yeah, and I do. Of course I do. Because I have to. It's important. I want to make sure that we have a roof over our heads and the dogs get their health care and, you know, we can eat and enjoy our quality of life and put fuel in the car. So you do work more. I mean, I do typically. I mean, if you were to add up the hours that I work, granted, I sit here, but still I have to put in time. I'm doing work from 6 a.m. till about 8 p.m. throughout the day. Now, that isn't like straight through because I'll take the dogs for a walk. I'll go for a walk. I might go to the store, but that's about it. So 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., that's 14 hours. So I'll put in 10, 11 a day. I just saw an interview with the guy who came up with Jimmy John's. And I forget his last name, but his first and middle name are Jimmy James John. So Jimmy John was interviewed by some influencer because he sold Jimmy John's for $3.8 billion. Okay? And one of the things they talked about was a work-home balance. And he goes, there's no such thing as a work-home balance. I put in so many hours, and I knew what I had to do to get what I wanted, and I just kept doing that. And then over time, it paid off, and now here I am. Now I have all life, no work, because I sold my company. So this dude put in so many hours. It's a great story, by the way. He graduated high school second to last in his class, and his dad said, oh, you got two choices. You can go into the military or I'll give you $25,000 to start a business. Took the loan, and dad got 48% of the profits. And he started the sandwich shop somewhere in Illinois. And within 1 year, it was turning a profit. He bought his dad out of the 48% and then started to do his thing. Before long, he had two stores and then three stores. And then the rest is history. He sold that for $3.5 billion. And the guy said, well, what about your work-life balance, work home? He goes, there's no such thing. Come on, no. It's just a matter of that's an excuse to not do any work. I mean, I've been a grinder for a long time, so I was like, I like this guy. Molly says you work from home, too. Remember that. So is the idea there that it won't work? Is that the excuse you're telling me? Because I work from home, I have the ability to work more? Well, I mean, we all have the ability to work more. Aram says, Zane, was swim, bike, run considered work or life when you were doing that 5 hours a day? Well, I didn't get paid for that. So I was definitely, but don't forget, I was making almost $500,000 a year at that point. So there was definitely not a lot of work going into it at that point. I don't know, guys. That's just the way I look at it. If you're going to give me the health insurance at a reduced cost, I'm not going to set it aside. I will utilize it if it's offered. But if I have to pay that, I'm going to do what I got to do, and that is work more to earn the money to pay for it. No big deal. You can't just go, oh, my God, somebody take care of me. That's not going to happen. Rebecca says, if you expect people to work 60 hours a week, I'm getting paid 20 hours of overtime, which means companies are paying out more and raising prices to compensate. Well, that's one way of looking at it. But most people can't just say, hey, I'm working overtime. They might just say, well, we're not offering any overtime. So you work your 40, and then you get supplemental income. You figure that out. Come up with supplemental pay. Piano Finger Banger says, fuck that. Europe has it figured out 4 days a week, 8 hours a day, and they've seen an increase in productivity. Well, that's cool. Well, that doesn't help me and my insurance. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, Eric Jocko Zane, health insurance costs go up? Good. Work harder. Donut Dan says, heck yes, Dirty Donut Empire is 12 hours a day. So Dirty Donut Empire, it's a great example of work-life balance. The race is one day a year. Yet he puts in all that time. He's building the race. It's getting bigger and bigger. People are taking shits in the aisleway. It's so big. And then one day he's going to sell that thing, and it's going to make him money. That's part of his retirement. Dan's got it figured out. Man Bun Chris says, boss, I know what you're going to say. What am I going to say? You're going to say good, because that's what you always say. Molly says, you can leave whenever you need to. You will not lose vacation if you don't show up. Get fucking real. Look, I'm not saying that what I do is exactly like you. I'm just explaining how I approach this. You can mold this to your own scenario. My only point is, if you're putting in 40 hours a week and things aren't right, adding up right, you have control to change your scenario. You actually can do that. And I'm not saying you do it forever. I'm just saying in the meantime, instead of that downtime, utilize the system to your advantage. Grind a little bit and see how that works for you. If you can process the extra 20 hours a week and you can wrap your mind around that, and then you're getting paid more money, you might be like, well, this isn't so bad. I can do this. My suggestion is try it. That's all. Sorry, I just got a text from Pooh Bear. That's all I'm saying. Rebecca likes the European method. Exactly this. My family from the Netherlands was just here visiting, and they are often concerned about our way of life. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to delve into that as to how they do that. I don't think it's as simple as just what you guys are suggesting. I'm sure there's more to it. Joe Martinez is here. He says, I work 20 hours a week. By the way, Joe Martinez now putting the full body scan in the rearview mirror yesterday. He awaits now word from the docs about what is going on with his cancer diagnosis and the course of action to treat it. I expect a full recovery. Tyler says, solution, everyone start their own OnlyFans page. There are plenty of weirdos out there who will throw their money at you. I do not recommend that. Rebecca's here and says, hey, why did we as a society transition from single-income household to two-income with both contributors working two jobs? I don't know. But that's great if you have that. Let's see. Molly says, okay, and then a word I don't know. Gonna work 23 hours a day, 6 days a week. No, boy, I'm curious why so much blowback on this. I didn't think that was asking too much. Honestly, if, let's see, 20 hours a week, that's 2.85 hours a week if you do, or a day if you work 20 hours a week. It is really not a big deal. All I'm saying is, I'm just suggesting that there is a way out and you can do that. You're not obligated to working just 40. Nick says, even an MC job at $10, a McDonald's job at $10 an hour for 10 hours a week is $400 more. It is? Oh, per month. I see. Yeah. Matt says, most of us spend 20 hours a week listening to EZ, quit whining. Man Bun Chris says, A&E was at our place yesterday. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, he was at my place Tuesday. Megan is here. She says, damn, I'm late as hell today. Molly says, so what if we did start working 60 hours a week just to get by and then missing all their kids' extra activities or events or something? You know, sometimes that happens and it's going to be okay. That is going to happen. You will miss some things. Yes. Donut Dance is praying for you, Joe. Go Lions. Or work it out. You know, I mean, a lot. Let's put it this way. That's one way of looking at it. But let's say it's 6 months down the road, you're an invaluable asset to this fictitious company that you're working for. And then you look and you see in 3 weeks, Junior's got a dance recital. You say to the boss, hey, I'm working these days, but can I get this day off for Junior's dance recital he's having? Well, yeah, sure. I love you to death. You're doing such an amazing job, and I love your positive attitude around here. Of course you can have the day off. I wouldn't think anything but giving you that time off. You know, what I'm telling you is when you put your best foot forward and you engage and you maybe franchise yourself out and network and do these things, you would be surprised at the good that will come back to you. If you just moved a little, that's all I'm saying. Opportunities will present themselves. And then after a period of time, you'll be like, oh my God, this is so much better than worrying about my health insurance premiums. Donut Dance is praying for you, Joe. Go Lions. Yeah, Joe Martinez, this is a bad time for Michigan to be shitty. You know, they just had that game against USC, and they kind of got jail sexed. So, you know, I mean, we want Joe to have a stellar recovery. So I'm actually rooting for Michigan for the sole reason that I want Joe to be as ornery and cranky as he can be when talking about Michigan. That being said, I want to go ahead and root against the Lions so that Joe will feel good when he tells us that we're all stupid for rooting for the Lions. So fuck the Lions, go Michigan, and go Joe. Joe Martinez says, I have to get whatever procedure I'm going to get done before dumb fuck screws up the health insurance. He adds that Coach Moore will be gone. I don't think anybody likes Coach Moore. And then he says, go blue. And then he talks about little sister. He means little brother, Michigan State, getting hammered. And he says something terrible that I don't want to say on this show. Tampa Bay going to kick the Lions' asses. I know. Go Tampa. Corn Pop says, when will people have time to mindlessly scroll on their phones if they're working an extra 20 hours a week? Becca Shea says, we shouldn't have to just to afford medicine. Yeah, I can't. I don't have any say in that. I don't know what to tell you. Joe says he got his results back already. Well, spill it. I want to know what's going on. Or if, unless you're not comfortable saying that. Becca Shea says, and then where does it end? And then we got to start working 80 hours a week. I don't know. I'm just telling you right now, this is a very real prospect for me. And I am already preparing my plan to make sure that I detect nothing weird or any lapses in my health care. That's how I am going to. I don't have that luxury, though, like everybody else does. I mean, some people may not have that luxury. They may not be able to work. They might be physically disabled. They might not. I mean, I get that. That's why I think they should put their heads together and make it so that those folks can actually get the health insurance. You know, I don't want somebody who is just like, well, I already do my part and I'm not doing anymore. I should be able to get this for free. No, that is bullshit. All right. You can absolutely help yourself. So if you are able to work and put in the time to earn your health insurance premiums and pay that out of your own pocket, and you're just not willing to, I do not find that to be acceptable. That is not an acceptable option. And that's what the Republicans are saying. The Republicans are saying, well, no, that's bullshit. Molly says, I'm not asking for free. No, of course not. But you would want it to be the way it is. I don't know if you have Affordable Care Act insurance like I do. If you do have Affordable Care Act insurance, then, yeah, you have the great possibility of having to pay more. Because I don't see the Republicans turning around and saying, all right, we give in. You know, it's their ball, their field at this point. So you got to prepare yourself, unfortunately. Okay. Piano Finger Banger says, Affordable Care Act insurance saved my ass when I was a starving musician. Yeah, and you're going to keep it. Do you still have that insurance now, or do you get it through your work? If not, there are people like you who, I just want the ones who are able-bodied to consider the option that you may have to pay for this on your own. And if you have not yet started figuring that out, you better start because it's coming. Piano Finger Banger says, I have it through my work right now. Let us pause in this riveting conversation. It's actually, I think, a good conversation. I like talking about this stuff with you guys. Let us focus on one Bobby Knight, the late basketball coach and known asshole. Shooting a recently surfaced video for a golf outing back in the day featuring his outtakes.
No, that's horse shit. We can't use that one.
There, that's okay. Need to get a little more weight to the left.
That was a shitty fucking shot. That's what that was. This could take us till late the fucking afternoon to get this done. I'm not going to do this.
Right here. Right here.
Distance. Just like that, motherfucker. Roll back down here.
At this one now. When we hit swing on the sun.
When we hit toward the pin, Sam, I know I've got to have
More of a swing.
A little bit stronger swing. Just like that, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking mighty with that cocksucking fucking bullshit.
Through the club.
Jesus Christ. Fucking mighty with that cocksucking fucking bullshit.
It's hard to hate someone who swears that strongly. Bobby Knight's funniest moments. He got himself in trouble, though. I think he choked a couple players. That probably wasn't the best. That might have been why he got fired, was he choking
people. You had, is it fair to say, a love-hate relationship with the media? Because there were times where you were very playful with the media, and you made them laugh, and you were...
There were people that I liked, you know, people that didn't make a mountain out of a molehill somewhere along the way. And I think that, by and large, I liked the needle, the writers a little bit.
Well, yeah, you did. It was fun for us on the outside
but
to watch.
I'm sure that I probably got carried away on occasion.
All right, I just want to play this. It's another time with you having fun with the media. I love this clip.
If I could determine what the hell he's going to look like next year, that's just what I'm... I have no idea. I got to wait till next year to watch him play. I mean, I can't do that. You know...
You would anticipate...
Wait a minute.
He's rubbing a lamp.
I see Bailey being better.
Do you see him being the playmaker for next year's team?
Wait a minute, there's something forming here. Forming. It says, what a sh- question.
I mean,
that's fantastic. But you can't go choking players. Black Belt Nick says, how we get thrown off the course since I sound like that too. Donut Dan says, that's what golf will do to you. Piano Finger Banger says, didn't he throw a chair across the court? Yes. Maureen says, Joanne's ears are burning from his language. Tyler says, quote, cocksucking fucking bullshit. What a slew of obscenities. Megan says, that's what it's like to golf with me. Joe Martinez is here. He says, Republicans claim that the illegals get free health care, but they are so screwed up. I'm wondering, Joe Martinez, within your friend circle of Latinos and folks south of the border, do you personally know anyone who has been deported? Rebecca wrote to Molly, every time my mom asks when I'm having kids, I tell her never, because I can't afford the additional health care, child care, and fulfilling the basic needs of tiny humans. Oh, sure you can. Come on. You'll figure it out. You always do. I mean, when Pooh Bear and I had two kids, we didn't have a pot to piss in. In 1997, all right, two children now. Let's see, at Z93, I made $29,000 at the time, and Pooh Bear probably also made about that. So combined, we're bringing in like $60,000, which is about, that's probably a little bit below the average household medium. And we figured it out. You will figure that out. Just go and have the babies, all right? Your biological clock is ticking. Just get married and have kids. If you have no kids, I've talked about this before, who the hell is going to take care of you? You have to have someone taking care of you. I'm watching this right now as we take care of Joanne and my father. Your sisters, your brothers, friends. Go have the babies. By the end of this work week, I want you pregnant. Okay? Have the kids so that they can take care of you, or else it's going to get ugly when you are an old bat. She says that she is going to unalive herself. No worries there. All right. That's horrible. This has taken a very dark turn. Let's see. Black Belt Nick says, I used to say the same things, Amy. Friends told me you'll never be ready and you will always find a way. They were right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, so what I'm saying, he's saying. Corn Pop says, they do, though. Latinos with health care, they do, though. Not universally available across the country, but look it up. I know here in New York, they have Medicaid. In California, there's Medi-Cal, all taxpayer-funded. Yeah, I'm not, if a person that enters the country illegally and somehow manages to get health care, that is not appropriate, in my opinion. I've made my stance very clear. If I am the president, all law-abiding Mexicans or people not from the U.S. who are being productive and working, and they will be given amnesty, they will be allowed to stay in the country. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. Secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. All of the bad actors will be rooted out and they will be sent off without due process. But the ones that are here and have already made their place in society, they will be given amnesty and will be allowed to live in the country through an easy process to make them legal citizens. And it will be easy, just like it used to be, for folks that don't live here to get into the country. As easy as it was for my father and your parents, too. That's what we need to do. Day one of the EZ presidency. So there will be deportations. but not the productive ones. I want those ones here. They make the world go round. The labor of this country is on the backs of these brown-skinned people, goddammit. All right. Who's going to take care of the kids? Molly says, okay, I guess everyone have kids. Eric Zane said he'll take care of them and watch them while working 23 hours. That is not true at all. This is the way Pooh Bear and I did this. So we would divide and conquer. I would work the first half of the day and she'd work the back half of the day. And that's how we would do it. And that's how we navigated that. There is a way, I'm telling you. You're just not, you folks are not looking hard enough. In particular, Molly. She's digging her heels in. I've done all this. You can absolutely do it. You're just not, you're just choosing not to. So go have kids, Molly. I want you pregnant by the end of the week. I want a second job by the end of the week. So you're immediately going from 40 to 60. And you get married and you have kids. And together, you guys are going to make bank. You're going to have your health care. You're going to be saving up for your retirement. And it's going to be fucking tits. I'm telling you. Becca Shea says she doesn't want kids. Well, if you don't want kids, don't. I wouldn't, but I think you should have. So she says, why should I have to? Well, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for that. We already talked about that. And you got to have the kids to take care of you when you get old. So have kids. I'm telling you, this is an insurance policy. All you need to do is wipe asses for a few years, raise them to be respectable, wonderful human beings like you will. And then they venture out into the world and then they come back home and they take care of you. You have to do this. Otherwise, you won't have anybody helping you. Stevie says we have breaking news. You have permission to announce it. Please tell us what the breaking news is. What am I missing? Val Kilmer died. Hasn't he been dead? Val Kilmer Wiki. Yeah, he died in April. Why did you do that? I don't understand. Rebecca says, Molly, do not listen to EZ because Molly said I was being a cock. Don't listen to EZ. What's best for you? And if that means no kids, then no kids. We can be childless old hags together. You're making a huge mistake. That is a horrible decision. And that's why everyone who chooses not to have children are going to hell. Black Belt Nick says, unfortunately, the easy child plan didn't work for me. We will be happy as Sean is able to be independent, let alone take care of us. Sean is, I don't even know what the proper word. Sean has autism. More kids is what I say. That's what I would do. If you have like four more, then those children will then take on Sean's care when you are a worm food. I mean, who's going to take care of Sean? Key is plenty of children. Married by like 19. Four kids by the time you're like 25. Easy. Maybe even younger. Megan is here. And she says, the anxiety of sending kids to school every day is shitty. Lots of parts of this that are shitty. Lots great about my kids, but motherfucker, they're a lot. Breaking news, Bob says, there's a second plane. Megan says, Eric, your Catholic is showing. Four kids by 25. Tofus says, how does one pay for them? I don't know. That's your job. You got to figure that out. Go out and move. All right. People are like, EZ, we're going to beat your ass. Your ass is going to be beat, EZ. All right. Thank you for your input, chat, on this topic. Where am I? What the hell is going on? Okay, we covered Karen. We covered all of that. That was fantastic.
Why is everybody quiet?
We covered Bobby Knight. We covered the healthcare issue. Food assistance programs face cuts as the government shutdown enters day 16. In this particular example, the state of Minnesota, if you apply for food assistance, you will not be accepted. That's because day 16 of the federal government shutdown with no resolution in sight. It is beginning to threaten critical food assistance programs that millions of Americans rely on. So I think that is one of the big things that bothers me the most about all this. You've got all these folks who, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, they fall into the category of just lazy. I'm not doing that. Some folks do work and, you know, the working poor, and they depend on those programs to be able to keep the children fed. So when you have Democrats and Republicans, the idea there is let the constituencies suffer so that the other side cracks. Okay, so they're hearing it. The constituents are talking to their local lawmakers, trying to get, please, you know, help with this. So the idea here is the longer this goes and the more citizens that are affected, the larger the blowback will be. So that's the point of the standoff. If more people suffer, the opportunity to end the impasse becomes more urgent. Republicans have worked hard trying to solve some issues, but it's not going to work in all cases like this. With SNAP benefits now being suspended for any new applicants. This is different from the other programs that have found workarounds. Trump, we talked about keeping tariff money to go to WIC programs. What I'm curious about is what the hell does that tariff money do when it's not funding the WIC program? But the SNAP benefit's not the same, not getting the same treatment. The idea that has been talked about on this show, when Tofa said it, people will get sick, people will lose their insurance, people will starve, people will die, plain and simple. According to Chuck Schumer, who all the Republicans hate Chuck Schumer. And all he's trying to do is make it so that these people will be fed and will keep their insurance. I just don't know why they can't find a compromise. Why does it have to be all or nothing here? There's got to be a way. And I don't know if it just seems to me like they're both sides are digging their heels in the sand in a ridiculous way, and people are going to starve. Tofus claims tariff money is going to government contractors. Becca Shea adds tariff money is paying for Trump's new $2 million ballroom. Do the Republicans have anything to say about that? Nick says it goes to the Treasury. Rebecca says, Eric told me if I work 60 hours a week, I won't be poor. Corn Pop says, no, it's $200 million for the ballroom, and no, it's not. He is funding that. Donut Dan makes a point. That is always the goal of politicians. Stay in power at the expense of the people. Same thing with COVID and endless wars over time. They want power at our expense on both sides. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about the COVID thing. Becca Shea adds that if you believe Trump is paying for that out of his own pocket, you are stupid. All right. Tophus says 60 hours a week, you'll just be burned out and depressed. I don't know, man. You guys look into your crystal balls way too much, in my opinion. I wish you would just try this. Try my plan, the Easy New Deal plan. I wish you would just try it for 1 month. I want you to try it for 1 month and see how you're doing. Reassess. And if after 1 month, everything's all fucked up because you had to work, then quit. Man Bun Chris says, come on, guys. Just work 80 hours a week and have 6 kids. Molly says, are you saying our sleep should suffer? No. When did I say that? I never suggested that even once. All right. Well, you guys can sit around and fiddle your dicks and vaginas. I'm going to work. I am such a worker. I am a worker bee. I'm a busy little bugger. Okay? And that's how I'm going to support myself. I am completely in charge of me. I am a self-contained, autonomous machine. And there is no way some dumb law is going to affect how happy I am. Molly says, tell me where I'm going to work another 20 hours or more when I work 10-hour days. Well, if you work 10-hour days, all right, you're already working 50 hours. Okay? So that means you're only on the hook for 10 more hours in the easy 60-hour work week. And there are a billion ways you can work 10 hours. And you know what those are. It could be anything. You could walk. You could have a job by the time I get to the end of this show. Man Bun Chris says, DoorDash. Talk to Jason Terry. He's the guru of gig work. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. And you guys can get mad at me all you want. But that's okay. But the fact of the matter is, it's so true. There's so many options out there for you. It has never, ever in the history of mankind been easier to get supplemental income employment. Never has it been easier. Donut Dan for the asshole of the day nomination says, politicians who go in like us and come out multimillionaires from fleecing those who they should serve. Rebecca says, I'm out of the house for work for 10 hours a day, unpaid lunch, not negotiable, plus commute. I get paid for 40. Well, so you're suggesting that your drive is your work? Because, I mean, how many hours a week does your employer pay you for? 40, because you put in 40 hours. Right? Is that what you're telling me? Bob says, just do like easy. Work 6 jobs, 2 hours a day. I'm going to take on another one. I told you I'm going to go apply at the local old folks home because I like that type of work. I like communicating with dementia patients. Megan says, I'm 42 and a half a week with kids. My kids' ages, I couldn't do more. That is not true. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, those are prime working hours. You can put in at least 40 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday alone. You can easily work 80 hours a week. All right, I might be overstating it a little bit there. You guys think I'm kidding about not working at the old folks home or about working at the old folks home. Sunset manner, Jennison. I'm so going to put my money where my mouth is, and I will show you bastards how to do this shit. Okay, about services, sunset careers. This is, I'm going to have a job by the end of the show. Current opportunities. I want low level, entry level. Okay, I could work in Jennison, first shift, bus driver, med tech, cook, prep cook, housekeeper, resident aide, all shifts. Non-certified direct care. That's what I'm talking about. Or a med tech. Resident aide. You will provide compassionate hands-on care and companionship to our residents. Check. Your day will involve helping them fulfill their daily quality of life needs to provide assistance with mobility, hygiene, eating, dressing, and all other needs indicated by their plan of care. Check. You will also help to ensure their call lights are answered promptly while monitoring and helping residents as needed. Check. We invite you to apply as a resident aide at our Jennison locations. Wage starting at $6 an hour plus $1.50 shift differential for any shifts worked on second or third shifts. Experience considered. I have experience, obviously. Experience in healthcare, customer service preferred, someone who wants to make a difference and willingness to learn. Yeah. Apply. Boom. Job. Job. All you have to do is be willing to stick your necks out, you dumb bitches. Rich says, you talked about it on this show, thus you will not actually apply for this job. Amy says, wait, how much was it per hour? It was $16 per hour. Is that bad? Do you still have your class B? How about being a bus driver? Of course I have it. Tophis says that's a terrible wage. Well, actually, what is the minimum wage in Michigan? Michigan minimum wage. The minimum wage in Michigan is $12.48 an hour. Now, look, you got to understand, though, if I make $16 an hour times 20 hours a week, that is $16,640. That more than pays for the health care. This is what you have to be willing to do. For the work they'll have you doing, that's a very low wage. I'm not interested. But the wage doesn't entice me. The work entices me. I just would like to be in that scenario to help these people. You see, you assholes are so short-sighted on things, and you never know what can happen. I tend to believe this. My cheery disposition and a commitment to excellence and professionalism, I would rise up the ranks there so goddamn quickly, it'd be unheard of. Do you know the juggernaut of power that you are dealing with when it comes to me and my exuberance? My God. Man Bun Chris points out, yeah, Zane doesn't care about money. He makes us not pay him for Rangers matches. You know, that's ridiculous. That is the one thing that I cannot compromise, you cock. By the way, I just picked up a new gig. I just was hired, I'm not kidding you, to be the new voice of the Jennison Wildcats hockey team. And I just picked it up. Yesterday was I got the confirmation letter. So about 15, 20 games a year that I am adding to the schedule. And away we go. Honestly, I'll probably only work 1 or 2 days a week at the old folks' home. Aram says, everyone on here is being unfair to Easy. Give him a chance. The chat is fucking ridiculous. LOL, LOL, says Alan. Clown of Carnage says, where can I find positions for a high school PA? This is what you need to do. You got to call the athletic director of every school in the area and say, hey, I want to do PA. I do PA for the Michigan Rangers soccer team, and I want to, you know, you got to sell yourself. Typically, though, you'll have to do it for free. So you got to start out making no money, and then after you give it away for free, then you can start to charge them like $20 a game. Sometimes they'll pay you. No, you just got to bang on doors. I get what you're saying, EZ. We can all figure stuff out if we remain calm and add a little bit more work in when we can. It's all doable and can all be figured out. Yeah, I know you're all going to figure this shit out. All right? Some of you bitch and moan the whole way, and that's okay. But if you just dive into the EZ plan of grinding, you will improve your outcome and your outlook on life. I can promise you. But if you just, if you cross your arms like Molly and go, harumph, give me stuff, that is not going to happen. Harumph, give me stuff has never worked for anyone. So for all of the hardworking people that are willing to do the easy plan, I offer you congratulations on taking the next step and taking over your own life. I will lead by example, and I plan on wiping some asses for $16 an hour. But for the love of God, they cannot know about this podcast. All right. Special thanks to Kuiper Tree Care. You can help this show be as productive as always with the healthcare by calling on Kuiper Tree Care and mentioning my name. You can find them online at KuiperTreeCare.com or call them or text them at 616-828-8225, 616-828-8225. Speaking of insurance, Frank Fuss is a busy little beaver with all of this talk about the ACA and changes to the insurance world when it comes to healthcare.gov. If you need assistance, reach out to Frank today at buyinsurancehere.com. He will help you navigate all of the issues that I've talked about here with you today. Buyinsurancehere.com for more information. His services are free. He gets paid by the insurance companies, and he is the best in the business. Buyinsurancehere.com. We have the asshole of the day today. Some of you probably think it's me because I'm trying to help you, which is remarkable. I have offered you all such great advice today. I'm surprised I am getting all these horrible attacks. I've told you all you need to have multiple children to help you, and you need to work more. That's all I've suggested, and everybody is calling me hateful names and attacking me, and I'm letting that go. I understand that you like to have everybody do stuff for you, and you're lazy, but I'm trying to help you. And you need to accept that and move on. But the Karen Brewers fan is the asshole of the day. Molly thinks that I am the asshole of the day. It's a horrific comment, and I will let that slide because I would be angry too if someone asked me to work more than the paltry 40 hours a week that I'm working right now, which is Molly. So there you go. Thank you, though. I appreciate you guys. You are the best. Great chat today. Great discussions. Great contributions by you. Don't be strangers. Reach out. Eric at ericzaneshow.com. All right. right. Thanks again, folks. Piano Fingerbanger writes this. So all we got to do is start 30 minutes late every day, and we'll be on Easy's work-life balance. More disgusted comments from people. They want to kick my ass. They've had it with me. They want me to fuck off. I will talk to you on the Patreon. Much love. Have a great rest of your day if I don't catch you on the Patreon. And bye-bye.